Good evening, reporting just a couple of miles from the heart of it all. It's February 8th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and this is a special Saturday episode of Inside the District, taking you inside the convention. BroadwayCon continued at the Marriott Marquis Hotel with an exciting day two of programming today. I sat in on a couple of panels early this afternoon, including one featuring several Broadway pit musicians discussing their careers. I stopped by a discussion with the co-director and select cast members from the critically acclaimed Cats the Jellicle Ball, last summer's off-Broadway reimagining of Andrew Lloyd Webber's frisky musical in the world of drag and ballroom culture. It was moderated by Mike Abrams, a current senior manager at Google. At the same time, the annual Star to Be competition took place inside the main ballroom, hosted by original Rent cast member Freddie Walker Brown. 10 young emerging finalists had been selected from a field of hundreds who had sent in video auditions in the months past. Each finalist performed for and received constructive criticism from a judging panel before a winner was decided. Taking the crown this year was Apollonia Passetti from 44th, Pennsylvania, who delivered a stirring rendition of She Used to Be Mine, the 11 o'clock number from Waitress. Her prize pack was headlined by General Admission to BroadwayCon 2026. Soon after, in that ballroom was perhaps the shining moment of the weekend. Lin-Manuel Miranda entered the building and took part in a career retrospective of sorts, moderated by Frank DeLella of Spectrum News New York One. Special guest performers Joshua Henry and Anissa Folds provided musical interludes from Miranda's large breadth of work for stage and screen. Accompanying was Chris Shockwave Sullivan from Miranda's improv group Freestyle Love Supreme, beatboxing and providing percussion, with music director Kurt Crowley on the piano. Miranda confirmed to DeLella amid a packed house that a stage adaptation of Warriors is in the works, following the strong reception of his recent concept album based on the Paramount Pictures movie of the same name. He also said that multiple events would be taking place throughout 2025 to celebrate the 10th anniversary of his Hamilton, perhaps including the return of the immensely popular impromptu Ham for Ham performances. The energy in the room was palpable throughout the hour-plus-long panel. Miranda, his father Luis, and each of the musical guests then retreated to the BroadwayCon marketplace to greet some fans, which garnered an instant crowd. Programming later in the afternoon included a panel with notable Broadway photographers and crafting and trading theater-related friendship bracelets, just to name a couple. And that is Inside the District for today and for this week. The third and final day of BroadwayCon 2025 is tomorrow. Inclement weather in the New York City area is keeping me from attending, so there will be no special Sunday episode of Inside the District as was originally planned. The next episode will be coming your way Monday, February 10th. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.